And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I am Jess. Happy 2 days to AJ Jen.
2 days?
Well, as of the day this comes out.
Oh, wow. I'm like, not, wait. I have a whole motherfucking week.
A whole motherfucking week. No.
Yes.
By the time. I'm thinking like ahead. I'm sorry. My brain is like, no, it's Wednesday, right?
You're fine.
It's Wednesday, my
dude.
Yeah, dudes.
I wish.
Okay, sorry. Headphone users, you were warned. Now, afterwards.
Holy. Yeah, this is going to be a hype-ass episode.
Oh, why? Cece, oh my God, what a good segue. Why is it a hype-ass episode, girl?
We're going over our hype list for the first time, publicly.
We have not posted them online. We haven't talked about them. We've been keeping these kind of secret because we knew we wanted to do it this week in preparation for HHN 30. But we're the Scream Queens, and we had to do it a little differently. So we're also bringing you guys a survival guide, the Scream Queens HHN 30 Survival Guide. And we tried to make it a little different. We tried to do different tips, not the same tips. Not that we don't need the common tips. We need them. They're important. But we tried to be a little different stuff maybe you're not thinking of. So I am so excited about that. Cece, I have a question for you before we start. Are you ready?
What?
Okay. How excited are you for Friday?
Okay, so this is my thing. I have so much week to get through because we're recording this on Saturday, just so you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
but by the time you hear this on Wednesday, I will probably be way more hype. So tweet at me on Wednesday when you hear this and ask how hype I am. no, but I'm obviously very excited. I get to go to opening night, which is exciting. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to, so like I don't have to work that day. So woohoo! But yeah, I'm very excited. We'll probably get more excited as we progress through the episode, I'm sure.
Oh my God, I'm probably going to be screaming by the time we get to the end of the hype list. Just
yep. Yeah, you know us. That's how it happens.
Yeah, but before we get going, I wanna say this now because we always forget. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts and you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review. It would help us out greatly. Just kind of pushes us on the list, and when people search HHN and horror, they find us. If you're not interested, you don't have to leave us a review. We're just asking if you want to. we're gonna talk about it later. We have a YouTube channel, and a video is actually on it now.
Ooh, hopefully you've already watched by now, or are going to watch now that you know about it.
Yeah, we got a whole walkthrough of the HHN 30 tribute store. So that is up there. It's great. We went together. We got to see it. Daddy Kane is there. So yeah.
He sure is.
He absolutely is. Oh, man. So yeah, go check out that YouTube video. It'll be linked below. We'll talk about it later in the show notes and all that stuff. But Cece, do you have any news for us?
I do. I have some fun stuff. So first off, I just want to say, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I just want to say, everyone listening out there, even if you've never seen the original Candyman, go see this movie. And if you are a fan of the original, go see this movie, because I feel like it really touched on... They did a lot of research, and they did good research, and this movie is incredible, and that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
But on top of that, just wanted to quickly tell about some news that came out, because that is a brand new movie in theaters now. I'm not going to say exactly what these are specifically, but I am going to tell you that Funko has put out 4 versions. Yes. Of pop figures now for the movie. Again, I'm not going to explain what they are just because they're kind of spoilery, but definitely check those out if you've seen the movie or if you're interested. Another cool thing that came out of that is Waxwork put out a vinyl for the Candyman soundtrack. It is now on pre-order, and it's expected to ship in January of 2022, which is kind of far away.
Is this for the original movie or for the new movie?
It's for the new movie.
Okay.
And it looks amazing. I don't want to say too much about it either because, well, you've seen the trailer. You know that the protagonist is an artist. So that's all I'll really say.
Okay.
So, yeah, the cover art is that of some of the art you see in the film. The actual artist who made this is Robert. I want to say his name right, but it's Robert Ikey Aubrey Lowe. He's an artist, curator, and composer. So definitely check out this vinyl. It is $45 on Waxwork. Again, it comes out January 22nd. It's out for pre-order, and there are some available because it's allowing me to click add to cart. So
yes, we love that.
Yeah. So definitely check that out if you're a vinyl collector. Definitely recommend. My last thing, something else I can't talk too much about if you haven't seen it yet, because it is fairly new. But we got the first two episodes of American Horror Story Double Feature on Wednesday. So Red Tide is, as you know, Double Feature. This season is going to be essentially two stories in one season. It's going to be 6 episodes of Red Tide and 4 episodes of, Death Valley. So the first two episodes are already debuted. First episode, Cape Fear, and the second episode is called Pale. So definitely check those out. And I actually got to see the first episode. It was really good. Based off of the trailer we talked about, I think last week or maybe the week prior. It has that, it definitely takes place in New England for sure. And it has that, like, I don't know, it's just a different vibe. I really enjoy it. It's like a very dark gray tone. It's good. And I don't want to say too much more, but I've liked the first episode and I'm excited to watch the second one. But hopefully you guys are watching. It seems like it's going to be an interesting season. So, yeah.
I still need to watch the first two episodes.
Yeah, I mean, they just came out. I'm not expecting anybody to have fully seen them yet. I haven't even fully seen them. So, but if you have the FX app, you should be able to catch them there now that they've already aired.
I think they're on Hulu now, right, too?
Oh, they might be, yeah.
I think they come on Hulu the next day. Maybe,
I'll have to check on that, yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have. It's a lot of stuff I can't really say too much about on yet, just because it's all new and everybody hasn't seen it. But if you haven't watched those things, go ahead and watch them. They're great.
I'm very excited to honestly see both. I need to watch that Crypt TV playlist first, though, before Friday.
I know. I've still only seen the look-see. I'm like, shit.
I need to kind of educate myself before Friday. I want to at least know kind of what's going on with some of the characters, hopefully. So
right, for sure.
We'll see. HHN news, there's not much because, I mean, we're less than a week away, guys. We are, wow. Oh my God. It is Saturday, so what, we've got
6 days?
Is it 5? Wouldn't it be 5 now? Because today's over. I can't.
Yeah, it's 9:30 at night. Over. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. And at this time in a week, we'll already have had a whole day under our belts. We'd be, you know, halfway through our second night of HHN. Oh, my God. Like, holy shit. I can't believe it. But we did have an announcement that I feel like After the Houses was the most anticipated announcement we were all waiting on. The food and drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, it was being speculated on because of what Universal had been doing. But it looks like we're getting like a full-blown food festival alongside of it. There are hella booths everywhere. We've got all the menus up. We know what the drinks are. So I'm going to kind of talk about them. You can get some of them now in the Tribute Store. A lot of the desserts are there. And I believe someone was telling me, I think it was Gary Pounds and his wife Molly were telling me that they had one of the arepas. So I think the food trucks was open. I think they were telling us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we've got going on. So this is an article from Bloody Disgusting. So for the Haunting of Hill House food stand, we have a stuffed brisket grilled cheese, a jalapeno bacon grilled cheese, a tempeh Reuben and sauerkraut. So we've got a vegan sandwich for, any vegan or dietary restrictions out there. And then the signature cocktail for this booth is going to be called the Poison Tea Party. It's an iced tea and lemonade-based rum punch with mountain huckleberry and allspice notes. I'm very excited for that. I think there's also a combo for this booth. It's like a Nell's tea party and something. You get a sandwich and the alcoholic beverage. And it's Luke's on the menu.
Grilled cheese, I think, or something.
Yeah, so I think you get Luke's grilled cheese and the poison tea cocktail. Okay. I'm very excited for that poison tea party drink. I'm not even going to lie.
Is it going to be cold or warm?
It says iced tea. An iced tea and lemonade-based rum punch. Okay. Yeah. I don't think they're going to give us anything hot. We'll fucking pass out. That would
be weird.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I'd be like,
ugh. Can we talk about how tasty these grilled cheeses look?
Oh, my God. I am that jalapeno bacon grilled cheese. It is bacon-wrapped stuffed jalapeno poppers and cheddar cheese between fresh country loaf bread.
I'm dying.
That right there is sexual.
The brisket one, too. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, shaved smoked brisket and pepper jack cheese topped with pickled onions, Divina, tomatoes, and garlic aioli served on country loaf bread. Oh my God.
This is the booth I'm going to be at. I'm sorry, everyone.
Literally.
You're talking about all your sweet treats? No, I'm going to be right here for the savory.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm getting this tea party, too. I don't know. I'm going to talk about the alcoholic beverages, but, like, I'm fucking hype this year for the alcohol. Oh, my God. Show us the Blinky Cups, Universal. The people need to know.
I need a Blinky Cup, okay?
Oh, I will gladly drink your beverage for you.
I might have one, and that's it, though. But, that's yes, otherwise.
So, from there, Blinky we Cups go to... Will be mine. Oh, Ashley and I have literally, my sister, okay, so let me say this. As of yesterday, my sister Ashley is a resident of Orlando. She has moved in. Woo! So she went to the tribute store with us, and she is the Blinky Cup bitch. So we already talked about, we want a whole like dining set of Blinky Cups for when guests come over.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to be getting hella Blinky Cups this year. Come to our house to drink out of the assortment of Blinky Cups.
Oh my God. It's great.
Our next booth is inspired by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Dishes carved to perfection. We have, I believe these are actually plates. So you can pick between the different meat offerings, and then it comes with pickles and I believe bread. So you have an option between roasted lamb spit, severed ribs, and there is a vegan option, but this article's not listing it. I do know there is a vegan option. I believe it's probably a pulled pork, you know, meat substitute kind of a thing. But I think we talked about it last week because I went to the park and I was able to see the menu. So that is the Texas Chainsaw booth. There's also a Texas Heat margarita at this booth. It was like a blue margarita with like some spicy notes. I think it had a tahine rim. From there, we have the Bride of Frankenstein booth. So this is themed around the classic film setting in Germany and the famed black and white treatment of the Universal Pictures horror legend. So you have Bride of Frankenstein swirl. It is a black and white soft serve ice cream in a black waffle cone. You have Flammkuchen. I'm probably mispronouncing this. I'm so sorry. That is
sounds right.
Yeah, Flammkuchen. Yeah, I'm trying. It's a crispy flatbread topped with creme fraiche, thinly sliced onions, and smoked bacon. That sounds amazing.
I think James Keaton said that was good.
Oh, I believe him.
So now I want to try it. I'm like, oh gosh.
Like that sounds like it can't fail. I'm not even going to lie.
Right.
We also have Reibekuchen. Yep. This is
Reibekuchen.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It is a savory potato pancake with applesauce, crispy pumpernickel creme fraiche, and chives. And that bride cone is, I'm going to take 10 pictures with that.
That bride cone is gorgeous, but I feel like it's not going to come out great.
I don't know.
Done with it.
Have you seen the soft serve at Volcano Bay, the rainbow? It comes out of the machine in a rainbow.
No, I have not.
So Universal, I don't know. I don't know how. I'm not even going to ask. They have a soft serve that literally comes out with like six colors swirled and it like gradients one into the other into every single cone perfectly.
My gosh, that's cool.
So if it's like the same kind of machine, I trust in them. I feel like they can do it, but it's Florida. That shit's gonna melt so fast.
I know.
So take your pictures quickly, everyone.
Yes.
Okay, I bet you we're going to see. I'm calling it right now. And this isn't to make fun of everyone, because I am going to be the person I'm making fun of. We're all going to buy that cone. And in front of the booth is just going to be a fucking graveyard of sticky ass ice cream, because we're all going to take the same picture holding it, and it's just going to drip everywhere.
Yeah. There'll probably be a bunch of,
stuff. It's just going to be ground. Gross.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
But the cone is really cute. So, like, I won't even show you if you take a picture with it.
It's super cute.
From there, we have a booth inspired by Jack the Clown. So we have a jacked donut slider. This is a black Angus beef patty topped with bacon jam and American cheese on bourbon glazed donuts. Sign me the fuck up.
Those look so good, but I feel like I would die.
Well, I think that's why they made sliders.
They're small. Like, yeah.
I won't even eat. I will eat one of these. That's it.
I'll try
it
one.
Looks like it comes with two and some like house-made chips.
Mm-hmm.
They look amazing. And Daniel, like one of my best friends, I think his stepdad, he makes burgers like once a year with Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun. It's like their treat.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about it all the time, and I've never had it. So I'm ready.
Yeah, I've been seeing stuff like this for a while. Like my mom used to tell me about it. They used to do it at like the baseball games and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
it looks so good. from there, I know Raina is excited about this one. Dr. Panetti's confetti battered Oreos. Fried Oreos are back. If you don't know, Raina has, she is leading the campaign to bring fried Oreos back to HHN. And she's succeeded. Honestly, if anyone's won HHN 30, it's her. Round of applause. she is thriving, and I am so happy I can witness this for her.
I saw that. I was like, that was her name for like ever, I think. It might still be on Twitter.
She's Tara Raina, and she might still have Bring Fried Oreos back in her name. Rightfully so. Or maybe, honestly, she probably changed it to I Did It.
Oh my gosh.
but these are like funfetti fried Oreos, which that sounds even better, maybe. I don't know.
It sounds interesting.
The batter is confetti cake batter. So I think it's still regular Oreos.
Mm.
And then we have Tiny's Twinkies, deep fried and hand battered Twinkies with cream filling and topped with powdered sugar. So fried Twinkies. I'm not a Twinkie fan, but that's good if you like Twinkies, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like chocolate. I'm not really here for like vanilla cake.
Yeah, me either.
It's okay. What's his name? Tallahassee? He would like it. So from there we have the Wicked Growth Realm of the Pumpkin booth. This one we have Field of Screams gyoza dumplings filled with spicy ground turkey and butternut squash. Those sound so good. Pumpkin guts, which is another vegan dish. So it looks like we have at least a vegan or vegetarian option at every single booth, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. We love that. Universal has been killing it with that. I'm not even gonna lie. I know Disney stepped their game up in the last couple of years, and so did Universal. And that's great for like people who have dietary restrictions or choose to eat like certain lifestyles and stuff like that. So yes, I'm probably going to try the pumpkin guts. I'm not even going to lie. It's sauteed zucchini, butternut squash noodles with hazelnut, brown butter, sage, parsley and toasted hazelnuts and pumpkin seeds served out of a squash ring.
Hmm.
Yep.
I see it here. It doesn't look like my type of thing, but you know.
Yeah, I get that. I'll share it with somebody. Ashley or Daniel would love this, so I'll just, like, take a bite.
I love squash, so maybe I would like it. I don't know.
Ooh. We'll have to, like, share it so we don't have to eat, like, a whole one.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't want to waste anything.
Oh, no, yeah.
We also have a dulce pumpkin spiced churro. I am drinking pumpkin spice coffee right now, so this is, like, a whole experience.
Woo!
So this is a dessert favorite filled with flavors of the season and the popular caramelized milk confection. That sounds delicious. I love a churro. I think theme park churros are great. I cannot talk tonight.
I'm excited for a pumpkin spice churro.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. And I haven't had a churro since I like went to Disneyland. I'm not even going to lie. Wow. So I'm ready. I need a churro. Even in my life. We have the Tooth Fairy booth has bourbon candied pork belly, skewered thick cut bacon coated in an apple bourbon candy coating. Yes, I will absolutely try that. Yeah. Have you seen the picture? Oh, the picture's right below it. It looks so good. It's like shiny and I want it. Oh my God. Friday, you will be mine. Candied pork belly. Actually, something I think I want more is the Monte Cristo waffle stick. It's probably that same waffle stick from 29, but this one is filled with ham and Swiss cheese covered in powdered sugar and raspberry Melba, which is like raspberry sauce. I love Monte Cristo's.
Good.
They're so fucking good.
Sounds great.
It's like sweet and savory. It's like, and then we have beer floats. So this is complete with vanilla soft serve ice cream, whipped cream, and topped with either a dried orange wheel or large pieces of peanut brittle. So this, you either get, I believe it's an orange cider or a peanut butter stout. And then they put vanilla soft serve with it and you get an alcoholic float.
Hmm.
Which I am all about that peanut butter stout.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I totally get it.
If it was like root beer float, hell yeah.
I wonder if they'll still beer person. They might offer like non-alcoholic versions.
I wonder.
That, they should. I mean, honestly. So from there, it says, and HHN would not be complete without the return of these annual fan favorites. And you guys know what I'm about to say. Pizza fries, s'mores fries, and the Twisted Tater. I will say this year, I'm a little sad. I know Duff is a little sad. Mary's a little sad. Cece, I think, are you sad about this one? We lost a flavor on the Twisted Tater.
I have never tried the salt and vinegar.
Yeah, it is my favorite.
And Fear and Beer hyped me up for it.
Oh my God, I know. How did I forget? Yes.
Yeah, and now I'm like pissed because now I can't get it.
I'm so sad. So they took it away. The flavors we do have this year are sour cream and chive, seasoned salt, garlic parmesan, or ghost pepper, which...
Okay. Catch me with that garlic parm, though.
I mean, yes.
And the sour cream and chive.
But like, where's the salt and vinegar? I'm not trying to complain, but I'm really sad. I really like salt and vinegar.
I love salt and vinegar chips, so I'm sure I would have loved this. Yeah.
But I do know you can do the, I don't know but what
aren't we
they
getting
call
the, aren't we getting the coil, the Frankenstein with the hot dog, the coil or whatever it's called?
Oh, I'm getting to there.
okay.
So, but I will say, I don't know if they're still calling it that, but they called it Suicide, where you got all the flavors. I'm still going to do that because I want to try some ghost pepper. So I'm just going to think I'm going to mix it all together and just be like, yeah, give me all that. And they just use like the bottom of what's at the bin, like all of it mixed together.
Okay.
It's very good. And you can get it on the Blood and Guts Twisted Tater. So that's the one with the chili and the queso. And then you also have the Franken Dog, which is the Twisted Tater with a hot dog inside of it. And you can also get it with the Blood and Guts chili and queso.
Oh my gosh.
And then that one, you still have to pick a flavor on it anyways. So.
Oh my Lord.
You can get your Twisted Tater hot dog in the Suicide flavor, which is all of them. Gosh. Or you can get, see, I would get salt and vinegar. That was my favorite. I love the Twisted Tater hot dog. I love it so much. And the salt and vinegar flavor was just, perfect.
I can't wait to try these this year.
Yeah. I will take you on a Twisted Tater tour, Cece.
This is the thing. Like they're not called that, but like fairs will have things like that kind of. So I've had like something similar as a kid and I always liked those, but I've never had them at Universal with all these flavors and stuff. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so ready. Oh, Rhea's ready too. Rhea's like,
yes! She is like hungry for this food.
Bring back salt and vinegar. We're almost done. We also have their specialty donuts at Voodoo Donuts. We have a Bride of Frankenstein marble cake donut, which is dipped in chocolate and vanilla icing, and the Dracula's Kiss, which is a yeast donut tossed in powdered sugar with a cherry filling. Okay. They put two little red eyes on it.
I'm ready for that Dracula one.
It looks really good.
It really does.
And they like in the picture, it's like oozing.
Oh, I love, I'm excited to try a cherry filled donut.
That's true. Oh my God. I never even thought about that.
Ooh. I've had like jelly and I've had like cream, but I've never had cherry. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. So we also have in the tribute store, there is a bunch of stuff. There is like 20 different things in the tribute store right now you can eat. We saw it yesterday. We kind of covered more of it in the video. So I would definitely check that out if you're curious about the desserts in the tribute store, because I think they're all sweet. I don't think there's any savory right now. But the brownie is back, the vegan brownie, but it is not the skull. It is actually a candy corn this year. It is shaped like a candy corn, and you'll see it right there. Just ask for it. Make sure it's vegan. Double check, because I'm not 1,000% sure on that, but I'm almost positive. We also have a Bride of Frankenstein cake that is the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like a mini three-tiered wedding cake. Think about when Disney does the Constance cake for Halloween with the blood on it. So it's like a gray cake, but her hair is at the top, and her hair is a piece of chocolate filled with raspberry sauce. It's so stinking cute. I want it. I think that's the next thing I'm going to go get. We also have Jack and Chance mason jar cakes. We have graveyard cupcakes, pumpkin hot cocoa bomb. There is also for $18, there's a pumpkin. It's a chocolate pumpkin that you break apart, and there's a bunch of treats inside of it. You can also get, there is an HHN 30 freestyle cup that is available. It is that 30 years, 30 fears graphic from the t-shirt last year and in the scare zone. And also they've announced that they will have special freestyle mixes throughout the event, which will be called Fanta Grape Goblin, Fanta Orange Jack-O-Lantern, and Fanta Strawberry Scary Skull. Ooh. So
nice.
Yeah, that's it for food. There's a lot. Go to the Tribute Store. You can see all those treats. The Tribute Store's great. We kind of talked about our opinions on it in the video. Cece, do you want to kind of like sum up what you thought about it?
Yeah. So what I was saying is, and a lot of people are going to go in there probably expecting as big of a spectacle as we got last year. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, the last year was very matter of fact and right in your face. And that's great. But, you know, and I understand them. They obviously wanted to do something different. I like that this year is a little more subtle. So it's still great. It's beautiful inside. It has a very Gothic or Victorian style to it. And I think the icons room was probably my favorite.
Yeah, no, for sure. I said it yesterday. It's, this house feels like it's for the lore. It's for the fans. It's for the history. Last year's house was for the IPs. I feel like last year they had to overwhelm us because they kind of had to underwhelm us on what they delivered because they could only open two houses. This year it's, hey, we got a whole event. Here's a tribute store that is really dedicated to you guys and the history of this event. Guys, if you go in, I really want to like tell everyone, take as much time as you can. Look at everything. Look in every corner. Look at the pictures. Look in the cases. There is so much that they shoved in this tribute store you wouldn't even notice if you're just shopping. Mm-hmm. So definitely look. I kind of tried to cover everything I could in the video. But the icons room, like Cece said, that room is fantastic. It is definitely the heart of the tribute store. And I like those pictures. Watch the pictures behind the bus. They move. Someone posted what they all did because I was like, I did not see everything.
Right.
But definitely look at them if you can. And I find it weird. Someone pointed out this to me. Albert Kane, his bust and his portrait are blurred out in the video that Universal did on their YouTube of a walkthrough.
So, oh.
I was like, but why? And no one can answer. I don't know why he's blurred out, but he's in the tribute store, I can promise you. All right, Cece, we got to talk about one thing that, you know, I don't want to talk about, but we got to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So as of yesterday, as of Friday, Universal released, their head of PR did, I believe, an interview with Orlando Sentinel, and they announced that there will be vinyl dividers in the houses this year. I'm going to read the article because it was behind a paywall. Somebody was kind enough to copy and paste it in a Facebook group. So I didn't have to pay the dollar. Fuck you. I'm not paying your paywall. So this comes directly from the head of PR over at Universal. And it says, haunted houses at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights will use. I'm sorry. The article comes from Orlando Sentinel. The quotes are from the head of PR. I just wanted to make that clear. So haunted houses at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights will use clear vinyl to separate guests and scare actors this year as a precaution against the transmission of COVID-19. The vinyl will be installed in key locations of the houses to allow for safe interactions between scare actors and guests, said Allison Solo, senior director of PR. Team members and performers will also be required to wear face coverings indoors during the event, she said, in accordance with the resort's employee mask guidelines. It was not immediately clear what these vinyl partitions might look like. Last year's thin sheets of plexiglass separated scare actors and guests at locations within the theme park's modified haunted house offerings, where the two could potentially come in close contact. Scare actors were also required to wear masks as part of their costumes in 2020. Universal has not disclosed whether guest parties will be staggered inside the houses, which are enclosed indoor areas where spacing can be tight. There's a little bit more, but it's not much. All she really goes on to say is that guests will be encouraged to wear masks, but we will not be required to wear masks inside the houses. They will recommend it and try to encourage it as much as possible. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, it is up to our decision. The scare actors will be wearing them. So that means we're going to get appliances over the masks where they can, just like last year. Or we're just going to get masks on characters like we did in Beetlejuice. And I had no problem with that. They were themed. They really did not take away from anything to me. And if it's keeping these actors safe, we're getting a whole event. I said it on Twitter. I didn't really see anyone complaining about this. I know some people were saying that they did. Overall, I've seen nothing but positivity because at the end of the day, this is keeping our team members and characters as safe as possible. Whether you believe in the scientific research of plexiglass or not, it's going to keep them as safe as possible. And if it's what Universal has to do to give us a full-fledged event, so be it. And if you're complaining about it, you're an asshole. I'm sorry.
And I've heard not even just for COVID reasons, a lot of people have been saying, like people who are former scare actors or just know how scare actors get treated. They said this is also going to be possibly helpful for people who get like spit on or abused or punched.
So, my sister has a friend who had who got multiple concussions in 29 as a scare actor just from being hit by guests. So and you know, if people are going to do it, they're going to do it. But this hopefully will create a barrier to at least slow them down.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't want to go too far into this. I'm glad that they did announce it and it wasn't something that was like team member preview. Hey, there's plexiglass in the house. Like,
right.
And then Twitter like explodes and the petitions go up again.
Oh Lord.
But no, overall, everyone I've seen has been really positive. You know, as positive as they can be. We're still getting the event. We still have 10 houses, 5 zones and 2 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And someone pointed out to me, I think my sister and Wolfman James were saying, hey, they didn't say anything about outside, so the zone actors might not have masks on. Because I know outdoor team members are not required to wear masks right now.
That's true. Yeah.
So Eddie might not have one on. We'll see.
Well, he'll technically have one on.
I mean, he'll have one on. But
not like that, yeah.
And then also in the article it says that, you know, things can change as the event goes on.
Yeah.
To me, this like vinyl sheeting sounds like meat cooler curtains, kind of like what they already have in the houses, but they're like the ones that you kind of push through.
Yeah.
But this just feels like they're not going to be ones that you push through. So it feels thinner. And I feel like those don't really take away from the look of anything. Also, Tooth Fairy, I'm almost positive, had some of that vinyl last year. Not always. It wasn't always plexiglass. So I think that they're going to make it work.
Yeah,
I think Tooth Fairy specifically, like, there were like the scene with all the sheets.
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
Oh, you're fine.
It fell off my desk.
There were specifically sheets with, like, they look like shower curtains, but they were vinyl sheets. And to me, the lighting was better in those, in that room, because I couldn't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
So it also says key areas. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means only in rooms where, like, there's multiple actors near. I don't know. So I guess we'll see in a couple days or we'll hear a team member preview. But also, things can always change. So, you know, if numbers start to go down and things start to look better, they can take this stuff away. This sounds less permanent than plexiglass. So it sounds like kind of a middle point.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Shall we get into our survival guide? That's all I had.
All right.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I am ready.
I'm
so excited.
Okay. Let's go. Do you want to start us off?
Let's
go, girls. This is the Scream Queens official hashtag HHN30 never go alone survival guide. Never don't go alone.
Oh my God.
I'm going to keep saying it. They put don't go alone on a shirt when the tagline is never go alone, Cece.
I don't understand, but it's
the shirt is cute as fuck on the back, though.
It so is. I got one yesterday. So.
Yes, you did.
I'm very excited.
All right, you want to start us off, girl?
Sure. So we have not went over these with each other, so they may overlap a little. But, you know, we're going to describe why we chose these things. So we decided to, like Jess said, go a little bit, like, more literal with this. Less than, like, or not literal, but, like, just things that people may not think of or something like that. So I'm going to start with my... Are we starting from... I didn't really rank them or anything.
Oh, I didn't
just have
them.
A list. Yeah, okay, cool.
No.
So my first one, and this one is pretty important, though, is the Florida heat. So under the Florida heat, I have a few things that will help you with the Florida heat. Bring sunblock. Big one. Definitely a big one.
HHN starts when the sun is still out, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Because I don't know. I don't even think the event will. I don't think daylight savings and all that will change till after, right?
It's the first week in November, so no.
Yeah, we'll, exactly. So
it will be. We will not be falling back or anything like that. So the sun. I don't think the sun goes down to like 7:30 right now. Seven.
I think 7:30. Closer to 8. Actually.
Yeah. So you've got a good, like, if you're doing stand scream at 4, that's a good 3 hours in the sun, guys.
Yeah. So definitely bring your sunblock. Another one I put for Florida heat is bring some extra deodorant if you sweat a lot. hygiene. A hat is always good because, again, the sun is brutal. And a lot of people don't think about their heads. And so if you are comfortable with wearing a hat, wear a hat. Another thing I'm going to be bringing is a cooling towel because I do overheat. So cooling towels are great. And I also put neck fans, which Jess and I are going to be wearing.
Yep. I so, always have a neck fan on me because, like, legitimately a fan in 29 is what saved my ass.
Oh, I believe
especially
it,
with
yeah.
masks on and stuff like that this year. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to, they have neck fans that look like headphones and you just have it around your neck. It keeps you cool. You can wear them in the houses. Like, guys.
Yep.
And they, if you have one, you charge it the night before, it will last you all day. And you can also, if you have fuel rods, if you have access to a fuel rod and like free swaps, like I do, you can charge it with a fuel rod. So, mm-hmm. or an external battery. So this shit will save your life. You can get them for $20 on Amazon. Next day yep. shipping.
Yep. So that is my number one, everything that falls under the heat.
I love that because mine actually kind of goes with the heat, but it's a little different.
Okay.
So my number one is everybody chafes. I don't care who you are. I don't care what gender you identify with, where you identify. Everyone chafes. Everyone yes. has chafed in their life. So my number one hint is going to be baby powder or Body Glide. You can get Body Glide on Amazon. You can get it at CVS. You can get it at Walmart, anything. Gold Bond has one. There's even like, you know, specific female ones. You also can use Monistat anti-chafe gel. That yes. shit's amazing.
I have that.
Yep. You can put that in your bag. Baby powder is great. It keeps the moisture out. If you're not good with that, talcum powder, anything like that. Have a little travel size on you because even if you think you're fine and you're in like the most comfortable outfit you never chafe in, you could get massive amounts of sweating in places you didn't even know you could sweat in. Mm-hmm. And I have left AJ Jen like walking like a cowboy. Because yes. your thighs are just like on fire, even though you're wearing like your favorite leggings that this never happens to you in. Mm-hmm. So my number one hit, I say this to everyone. I've said it for years, baby powder or Body Glide. I bring both. Okay. So if you need a little shake of baby powder at the event, just be like, Jess, I won't judge you.
Yeah, it happens.
Everybody chafes. It's not even anything to be embarrassed about. We've all seen everyone doing the cowboy walk back to the cars at the end of the night.
Oh, for sure.
Don't be that person.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
It hurts.
It does. I still need to go buy some baby powder and Body Glide for this week. Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm writing it down right now. Buy baby powder.
All right. So my next one is, and this is what I did. I kind of like made like a title and then I have like a description. It's so interesting.
Oh, I love
how
it.
I did this. So the first one is the Florida heat. My second is the noise and lights. So with the very loud noises you're going to hear in the houses, and not only in the houses, in the streets, because they do blare the music, which I love. I love loud music. And then the lights, you know, just things like that. So my main things I would say for the two of those combined is going to be to bring some earplugs, because the earplugs don't take away the full effect of the houses or anything. You still hear everything. It just helps with your ears in the long run. And then also bring some Tylenol. It's good to take some Tylenol before you start the event, because you will in fact probably get a headache throughout the night at some point, between the noise and lights and just the dehydration and just stuff overall. So that's what I have for my second one.
I love that. And also a little tip, Universal first aid, any of the theme parks first aid, you actually don't even need to bring Tylenol on you. They have all of that available for free.
Oh, nice.
You can get Band-Aids, any like basic medication, Tylenol, Advil, anything like that, Tums, anything, Pepto. They have all of that available for you for free. You just have to sign your name. You do have to be over 18 or have a parent with you. But yeah, it's actually between Fast and Furious and like where the Beat Builders are. It's like tucked away right there.
Yes, to the left.
Yeah,
Fast and Furious. I believe
it's
there's a little alley there, like almost.
I think it's also the child care center as well. Okay. That's another thing. All theme parks have a place for moms to go like pump and feed. If you guys don't know about any of this, and they're open during HHN, I know, like, don't bring your baby, but like maybe if you're like a new mom or someone who is like breastfeeding and needs to still pump at the event, the rooms are still available. Mm-hmm. And first aid is there. They're great. Don't act a fool. You just have to sign your name for liability, and you can get, I've gotten Band-Aids for blisters and shit like that. They are so nice and helpful over there. Just be nice to them.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, no, I love that you said that. Cause like, I always want to bring it, and then I forget. And then I'm like, oh my God, first aid. And then I'll just like go over there.
Yeah. I'm just weird. I always have Tylenol with me anyway, but
yeah. Body pains are a bitch. Yes. We're old. okay. So my number two, and I kind of did the same thing. I did like a title description. So same brain. mine is have at least a bare bones plan, but don't over plan. So the thing I see most with people who are kind of asking for advice or who go to HHN and say they don't have a good time is that they either planned out every single thing they were going to do, and then it was either, you know, busier, or things weren't going, a house was closed, so they couldn't follow the plan they wanted to, and then it threw off everything. Or people who had no idea what was even going to be at the event, and they completely missed like five haunted houses because they had no idea. So my number one tip is always going to be at least look on the website and see how many haunted houses, how many zones, how many shows, and maybe see the food and drink options just so you have an idea. Don't plan out your whole night, because you can't sit there and go, well, I'm going to start at Beetlejuice and then go here and here and here and here. It's not always going to work that way. Things go down. Cast changes happen. People throw up. Things happen in the houses. You know, it's a theme park event. So at least have an idea like, hey, oh, Wicked Growth is closed, but I remember, isn't there something around here? Oh yeah, there's like that Carrie one. We'll go over there. So just have an idea so your whole night's not thrown off and you're not kind of like a chicken without your head, but you aren't over planning either, is kind of like my best tip besides chafing.
Right.
You just want to have an idea. It's like when I go to a restaurant, I always have to look at the menu before I go, but I might not always decide. I at least have an idea. I'm crazy. It's the anxiety.
No, I gotcha. All right. So my third one is going to be, and it kind of goes with kind of a little bit of what we already talked about, and that is the comfort aspect. I know a lot of you, and I don't know how you do it, a lot of you just come looking all great and wearing some fancy ass shit, but I'm sorry. I cannot. I have to be comfortable. Because I know I'm going to sweat. So I would recommend, honestly, yeah, I know we want to look our best, but some nights just be comfortable. Just wear something lightweight. Tank tops are always good. Shorts if you can. Of course, when you wear shorts, make sure you do what Jess said and get some shit for your legs. but yeah, that's just kind of my thing. Just be comfortable. Like, I mean, you're there to have fun. You're not really, you don't have to be there to look your best. You can just, you know, some nights just bum it. It's great. It's fine. So.
Oh, absolutely. I have nights where I bum it, but I have nights where I'll like, I got Doc Martens, I'll wear them and everything, but like they're going to be broken in before I wear them. And like, I'm wearing like a skort instead of a skirt, or like a skirt with shorts under it, or bike shorts and a shirt. If you want to show out and show up, like I know Miss Universal, she has her prom night. I will be showing out and wearing a dress, but like wear like a cute pair of flats with it. Bring the heels for pictures.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You can bring a backpack around. It's HHN. You're not going to always be riding the ride, so you don't need to, you know, think about the lockers always, because you can bring a backpack into the houses. So if you're trying to like show out, bring a comfort option as well. just in case
you need to change too or something.
Yeah. And I will say, I was going to mention at the end, but we have a calendar that Babes with the Power kind of made, and we all kind of worked on for theme nights for dress up for September for HHN for everyone, so we can all meet up and take pictures. So we'll be sharing that eventually. It's in the works right now. I know opening night is Beetlejuice theme though, so if y'all are interested, we will be Beetlejuiced. But are you shocked? It's me.
Right.
Did you have any more for your third? I'm sorry, I jumped in there.
No, that was it.
Okay.
Comfort. Yeah.
I have one that's kind of like that, but I'll get to that in a minute. It's a little different. Another one I have, try to, if you can, I understand if you can only, if you're out of state and you're traveling, you know, one weekend for the season, if you're local or can, try to go to the event at different times throughout the season, because things change in the houses, things change in the characters, costume change, you know, lights change, sound change. A lot of things change, and that's kind of like my favorite part of the event is seeing what changes from, you know, September 3rd to October 15th. Like, mm-hmm. what's completely different in a house? What's different in the zones? Like, I would say if you can swing it, try to go maybe once in the beginning and once at the end of the event and just kind of compare, even if you can only go twice. Because mm-hmm. You will see things have changed. Like, dead exposure in 28, the lights were brightened dramatically after opening weekend. Depths of Fear, they took away the dog crying, or they lowered the dog crying noise.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so just if you can swing it, go more than once.
Yeah, for sure. And I can actually attest to that. So in 2019, I was a team member, so I went on team member preview night, and I pretty much hit most of the houses. And then, like, that night I went through Yeti, and I was not really, it just wasn't anything to write home about. But then I went through Yeti the second to last day of the season. I believe it was like November 1st or 2nd or whatever it was supposed to be that year. It was like the last weekend. And it ended up being like a lot higher on my list than it originally was. So definitely, yeah, things like that do happen. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so my next one is going to be stay hydrated. So my good tip for you to stay hydrated. Now, of course, I believe you can bring, I'm not 100% sure. I believe you can bring your own like insulated bottles, but I don't know. I wouldn't say try it if they're expensive, but.
Yeah, you can't. So you can't bring any outside. I believe the only thing you can bring to Universal is one sealed bottle of water if you're coming into HHN. If you go into the park before HHN, like at Stay and Scream, they don't like do another check. But if you're coming in after 6 p.m., they will not allow you to bring in bottles of water outside unless it's factory sealed.
Okay, perfect. So then in that case, again, this still works with my suggestion. So they do have the Coke Freestyle cups that you can purchase. They're between $16 and $17 for your first purchase for one day, I believe. And then you can actually keep bringing them back through the season. And then you just pay like a lesser price to activate them that day, each day. So you can fill it with anything, even water. They even have a Powerade section. So just things for the electrolytes to keep you, you know, hydrated throughout the night.
You can even get ices.
Yes, you can.
Literally, like, I love it. Like, I'll get, like, an icy and then I'll put some lemonade in it just so it's, like, super cold, but it's, like, not freezing me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's my – I guess that's a hint I didn't mean to add. So there you go.
There you go, yeah. So the stay hydrated, definitely. That's a big, big one. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I agree. And if you're drinking, my rule is for every drink I have at least one cup of water or a bottle of water. At HHN, because that's you are smart. Sweating so much. Like, it is ungodly hot, guys. I know we're all like, oh, it's Florida. And, like, I went to the park 2 days in a row for only, like, 2 hours. I was like, I cannot do this like how I used to. Oh, my God.
Yeah, agree.
It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I used to do that all the time. God, I gotta get back into it. Oh, my God. Oh, what am I? Am I on two? Oh, my God. Or am I fourth?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Ah, okay. So this one kind of goes off CC's comfort one, but mine is know your limits and prepare for them. So CC talked about earplugs. I'm already having an issue with my hearing. I ordered some, they're like for rock concerts. So you can hear, you know, it kind of muffles the sound, but you can still hear it. I got reusable earplugs that were made for that. So it kind of blocks out the really high decibel stuff. But it still keeps, like, you can still hear it, but it still protects my hearing. And if you have a problem with, like, loud sounds overwhelming you, I know it's HHN and we're there for the scares. Some people have sensory issues and stuff like that. I don't judge anyone who has to wear headphones, even blackout goggles for strobe lights or blackout glasses, excuse me. There are some people who have epilepsy and they kind of have to, like, have the glasses on the top of their head. I know who, like, love HHN and they drop them in the strobe light rooms and then they pick them back up. So, you know. Know your limits. Earplugs, portable fan is a big one. We talked about it. If you get overheated really easily, you're probably going to hyperventilate in the house if you're jumpy. So that neck fan or a portable fan is just going to help you. Even a hand fan. Also a hat. A hat is something when I first started going to the event, this might sound like a bullshit kind of tip, but when I would get really overwhelmed in the houses, I would kind of tunnel vision myself with the hat. So I wasn't like seeing more than I wanted to, if that makes sense. So know your limits, prepare for your limits, still enjoy the event. Everyone kind of has to modify things for them. So another thing, even express, if you can't handle standing for long periods of time, maybe you don't qualify for like the guest assistance pass. Get Express. I if you're able to, I understand it's, you know, a lot of money. But if you're able to afford it and that's something that can make your experience more enjoyable, like I got it because my body fucking hurts.
Like, no, yeah, that's the same reason. One of the same reasons that I got them for us, because, you know, the pain that we go through. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So. And like also like who wants to wait in line?
I mean, that's a bonus. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also like if you have any kind of disability or, you know, differently able than anybody else, there is also the guest assistance pass. Just don't abuse it. If you actually need it, absolutely go ahead and get it. If you don't need it, don't lie to just to skip a line, guys. Don't be that person. Like,
no, don't do that.
But yeah, that's my second to last one. I won't bitch on that, but
yeah. All right. So my last one is access. So kind of piggybacking off of what Jess said, I put, if you can't afford Express for the night, and if you don't have a day ticket or an annual pass, I would recommend getting the Scream Early ticket. It is only $30. It gets you into the park, I want to say, around 4.
I believe it's 3.
3?
It's 3.
3 to 5 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I believe you get 3 to 5. So you can do rides for 2 hours.
Yep.
Or for like an hour and 45. Then like... Mm-hmm. Because when Universal closes at 5, that park is cleared out by like 2-3 o'clock anyways.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, yeah. So if you don't have an annual pass or a day ticket because, you know, you just can't afford them or whatever, you can purchase the $30 Scream Early Pass, and that gets you in at 3. So you have from 3 to 5 to get yourself ready and comfortable or do some attractions while you wait. And then once, you know, everyone's out of the park, they put us in the Stay and Scream areas. So I would just definitely recommend that. It's just a cheaper, easier access to get into the park early.
Yeah, for sure. Like, honestly, do it.
It's worth it.
It is so worth it. And then Stay and Scream... for me also gives me like a stop, take it all in, breathe moment before I go into HHN. I'm not outside the gates. I'm not in the crowd. You know, sometimes you're in a crowd for Stay and Scream, but it's nothing like that. And
oh, that crowd out there is rough.
I know, but apparently James Keaton said there's an opening ceremony this year.
I'm going to have to go watch it at some point.
I know. I'm going to do it on a weekday, I think, yeah. Where it's a little less crazy. Mm-hmm. But so my last one is maybe a little sappy. Mm-hmm. So my number one survival guide tip for HHN 30, never don't go alone, is Rhea is barking.
Rhea is telling your number one.
So my number one is savor the atmosphere. Mm. Guys, it has been almost 2 years since we had a full blown event. Enjoy it. Go through all the houses. If you can go more than one night, absolutely. Sit in a scare zone. Watch these scare actors work. Take in the atmosphere. Go get a Duftober and just sit there and watch them do their thing. Sit with some friends. Have a laugh. Enjoy HHN for what it is. Still, you know, enjoy the houses and everything. But we have all gone through so much bullshit to get to this point. We've all earned it. We've all earned just a night sitting there in the fog with a drink and our friends crying. So yes. Savor every moment of HHN 30. That is really my number one tip. Don't let it fly by.
Agreed.
Oh, had to get a little emo on y'all.
It'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. We'll remember that and we'll be like, fuck.
All right. Oh my God, I know. We're going to look at each other and be like, it's October.
We'll have to like zone ourselves in and be like, okay, we're here. Don't think about work tomorrow. Don't think about whatever. We're here at HHN. Let's chill. You know, and I mean, I have to do that to myself sometimes because I think too much about the future and I get anxious. So I really appreciate that you wrote that in there.
Oh yeah, of course. That is my reminder to everyone. Stop. Take a breath. It has been a shit show of a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Yep.
Enjoy HHN. We're still not out of it, but enjoy it for what we can.
Exactly.
Shall we get hype?
All right.
Is it time to get hype? I got sappy. Let's get hype.
Eight. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's explain this. We did not do a normal hype list. We took all 17 things, so all 10 houses, all 5 zones, and all 17 items, and we went 17 to 1 for what we are the least I say the least excited for, but we're pretty fucking excited for everything. It's HHN 30.
Yes, you're correct. We're not excited about any of this, to be fair.
No.
It's just they had to land where they had to land, if that makes sense.
Literally, like, please don't yell at me for what I put at 17.
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, like, something had to be last.
Exactly.
And at this year's stacked, especially, like, for history people. We all know I'm a slut for history, so when I get to my top five, no one's going to be shocked.
Yeah, same. Here we go. Do you want to go first this time?
Sure. All right. I'm going to get some hate for this one.
Uh-oh. Am I going to hate you?
No. Maybe.
I'm kidding. It's okay.
Okay, so my number 17, and this is strictly because
I have no
emotional attachment to this character.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I don't, it's not that I hate this franchise or anything. It's going to scare the shit out of me, but it's nothing I'm, you know, super, super excited for. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I knew when she started saying all that, I was like, damn it, that's what it is.
It's just, and I know, and it's going to wreck me. This house is going to actually wreck me.
You guys put this down low on a lot of y'all's lists, but watch, this shit is going to be up high because you're going to be like, this shit scared the fuck out of me.
No, but see, I didn't do it off scary. I did it off of what
you're excited for. No, I know.
Hype for.
We're going to do that. We're going to have to redo this, like, at the middle and at the end.
Oh, my God.
So that we know, like, how it changes.
We totally should. And we should even rank. We should do, like, favorites and then scariest. Because I feel like they're so different.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are such different categories. Because, like, we're all different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my number 17. Nobody hate me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, mine is only because, literally, the only excuse I have is because I've already seen it.
Okay.
And that is Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. I'm excited to see it again, a little bit more plussed or like whatever, just worked on a bit more, but it literally the only reason it's there is because of that. So don't just take it as it is.
Can we all write this down in something I never thought that was going to happen? I ranked Tooth Fairy higher than Cece. And it's not my 16. So wow. I ranked it much higher than you did.
Jeez, okay.
Shocking, I know. I was shocked as well.
I'm interested. Our lists are going to be very different.
Oh, I am not surprised by that.
I mean, me either, but I'm just shocked a little bit, though.
I can't believe you put Tooth Fairy last. Wow. I'm not mad about
you
it.
Didn't put it last with the teeth.
I you know what? It's because it's still an original, and like I still really liked it. And in, like, any normal year, not HHN Light, it probably would have been a top five house for me.
Okay.
That's so fair. I think that's what it is, but it's fucking stacked against some of these things.
yeah.
So my 16th is going to be Halloween Nightmare Fuel.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Yes.
I don't know shit about it.
Right. And, like, so... There's going to be aerialists. There's going to be like circus performers and stuff like that. I just don't know what to expect. And because of that, it's like, I don't think I can be super hyped for it.
Yeah, agreed.
So I still think it's going to be great. I think the music's going to be awesome. They know how to put together a playlist.
Yeah.
So it's that name is also killing me. It sounds like a Mountain Dew beverage.
It sounds weird.
Voodoo.
I don't know.
Halloween Voodoo Brew.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Pretty much the same reasons why you said it. Just that there's not a lot of information yet. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I know a little bit, but not enough. So we'll see. Maybe that'll change.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting that to move down probably a lot because if it's like a good HHN show like we're used to, I'm going to love it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's my turn again. Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay, so my 15. And this is because I still have not educated myself and just based off of, like, what I've heard and what people have told me. My number 15 is going to be Crypt TV right now. I still have not watched a single thing. Actually, Ashley and I tomorrow are planning on watching some of that playlist. So
nice.
I will watch them before Friday. So this might actually move before Friday. If it does, after Wednesday, I will post an updated. I think after our episode lives, we'll post our own hype lists online. So
yeah,
I think we can do, like, our house hype lists then. Or all of it, whatever. We'll just post all of it. So once this episode comes out, we'll have that posted. So if it does change, you'll kind of see it on there. But for now, it's Crypt TV.
Okay. You're going to hate me, but it's okay. So again, the already have seen this factor comes into play. That's the only reason why my number 15 is Bride of Frankenstein Lives. The reason it's higher than Tooth Fairy is because I didn't get to see it as much as I saw Tooth Fairy. So there are some things I did miss in this house that I'm really excited to still see.
The flying scare.
So, yeah. So, I mean, but also because I have seen it, that's the only reason why it's so low. But it was an incredible house and I can't wait to see it again. So
I don't hate you. I get it. My emotional attachment to Bride and like this house just being like what I needed last year, you know, I feel like really pushes it up higher on my list. So
yeah, there's just other stuff that I haven't seen. I'm very excited for, that's all.
Oh yeah. And I can't wait till opening night where I can scream in your ear, flying scare, flying scare. Watch is completely gone now.
Right.
And I'm like, I promise you it was there. I'm going to piggyback off of your something that we've already seen before. So my number 14, this is not going to surprise anybody. I'm just surprised it, you know, wasn't last. Revenge of the Tooth Fairy. Okay. I don't hate the little tooth bitches. We know, me and Teeth. I'm very excited to see, you know, a quote unquote full house. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's exactly what we're getting, but I'm excited to see it plussed and what's changed. But you know, there are just things I'm more excited for. I do find it funny though that three new things did fall below it on my list.
Okay.
So yeah, it's number 14 for me.
All right. Well, we're not too far off from each other with at least our bottom five or so. My number 14, just because again, same as Jess, I haven't seen a whole lot of it just yet. But I have seen like one monster from it. I've seen the look-see. So Crypt TV is my number 14. I'm still very excited to watch some more before the event. So that may change again as well. But for now, yeah, it's number 14 on my list.
Okay. So I get it. All right. So my number 13 is strictly because I say it all the time, not a sci-fi girl. I am not here for sci-fi. I'm not saying this zone is not going to be great. I'm just saying the other zones besides Crypt TV interest me more. So my number 13 is going to be Seek and Destroy. Just because the alien side of it is really not like playing for me at all. But, you know, that's just me. I'm not a sci-fi girl. It's probably going to knock my socks off and I'm going to love it. So we'll see.
I hope it's great.
Oh, I think it will be. Those set pieces, like, I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like it can't fail, but then we had Zombieland.
Oh my God.
You know, if there's a Metallica song in this zone, people are going to shit their pants.
It was a Metallica zone.
Oh my God. I mean, I would say that as a joke.
I know, but.
But there would be real assholes saying that. No.
Oh yeah.
All right. So everyone's going to hate me. You ready? Starting to get hype in here. start to get trashed. People are going to start screaming at me on the internet.
I'm not ready.
So number 13. Okay. Now hear me out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely adored this show. Okay.
Oh my God. Cecilia. Oh my God. Cecilia.
You just
are you when, feeling okay?
Hold on. When you were screaming, you were cutting out, so it sounded really crazy. You sounded like an HHN commercial, like a Bloody Mary commercial.
Cecilia, you are not about to say what I think you're going to say.
I love Luke and Nell so much.
What about Theo?
Theo. Okay, they're my children, but she's like my wife. But anyway.
I know. I'm totally fucking with you. This is just what like, everyone else is going to say. You know mine's not ranked much higher.
Yeah. So, no, it's not... You guys know how much I love the show. It's just, and it's beautiful what we've seen of it so far, the house and everything.
She's talking about Hill House. I don't know if we ever said
The Haunting of Hill House. I haven't even got there, but I'm just like, you know, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a beautiful house in my opinion. And I feel like it's going to be very Graveyard Games feel.
Yep.
So it's going to have that ghosty feel and I'm excited for it. It's just that I'm more excited for the originals this year. So I had to land kind of low. But yeah,
rightfully so.
Number 13.
Rightfully so. You know, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's funny you say that because my number 12 is actually The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I was only giving you that reaction because I know the rest of the world is going to. But yeah, mine is the same thing. I still haven't finished that rewatch. Oh my God. I'm like on episode 7.
I've only watched the series twice, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it's just, it looks gorgeous. I know I'm going to love it because it gives me, like Cece said, very much Graveyard Games vibes. And that is my baby, as we all know. I never shut up about it. There's a picture in the tribute store of Graveyard Games. So I'm just saying, it's Sid.
Yes.
But I just, yeah, it's just not something I'm like running to get to when the door, when the gates open on Friday. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to go through it that night. It's just like, I'm going to go for the originals. I've always been an original girl. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's my number 12.
Yeah, understandable. All right. So my number 12, Don't Hate Me, Everyone. Don't Hate Me, Duff.
God, you keep saying this, Cece.
Duff hates me now.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
My number 12, and just, again, they're starting to be at the point, because we're in the middle, so they're starting to fall where they fall. Because I either have things I like more or things that I like less, if that makes sense. So My number 12 is going to be Gorewood Forest. Now, it looks incredible. Again, we love everything, so just don't think that we're, like, shitting on anything at all. This is just where it had to land on my list. Just because we learned about it last week a little bit, Terra Corrientes and things, but like I want to experience it. So not having experienced it in person yet, I'm kind of like iffy. So once I see it, I'm sure this will go way higher on my list.
I think so.
And so Gorewood Forest is number 12, if I didn't say that.
There's a lot of lore because you can see the entrance to the Terra Mines in the zone right now and some other things just from that year. So I get that because we haven't been there yet. I'm going to start making animalistic noises at you, Cece.
Oh, God.
Since you said I'm the Terra Queen.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So who liked that? Somebody liked that recently.
I don't know.
On our episode, they told us. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
So my number 11. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. We're like right in the middle. So this is like middle of the pack is still like amazingly good. My number 11 is The Wicked Growth, Realm of the Pumpkin.
I'm surprised it's not higher for you.
Okay, so yes, I was expecting that. I feel like people are gonna be like, what? The Halloween bitch is not putting the pumpkin one in her top three?
My God.
Okay, you guys gotta look at it this way. I am here for the traditional Halloween, but before that, I am here for the HHN history. So you got to kind of think about what else is before this. True. So this is probably going to move up on my list 100%. But right now it's falling at 11. And I feel like that's still really good. It's like, it's bottom middle. But I'm giving the pumpkin boys some room to grow, okay? Some wicked growth. They got some wicked growth to make on my list, okay?
Oh, my God.
That's some wicked growth, yeah, Cece. I'm gonna say that in 2 months.
What is up with your weird Bostonian whatever you got going on lately?
I have no idea, but I use it all the time.
I know. I'm like, what is happening?
I don't know. Okay.
All right. So, what is where? Okay.
11.
Yes. All right. So 11. I'm actually really excited to see what this is about. Jess isn't as excited, I guess, as me, depending based on her list. But my number 11 is Seek and Destroy. I just love the whole, like, the controller. I think it's so cool, and I'm just so excited to see, like, I know people say it's, like, Alien, which is fine, but I also think it's going to be very, like, I guess, like, government controlling almost, too. Like, it's going to be, like, a weird, like, cult slash, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to, apocalyptic? I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be cool, though. I'm excited. But yeah, that's my number 11.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope it's great.
It just feels like very, like what they said, is like the blurb just feels like it's aliens killing humans, so it's just aliens. Like,
okay. All
I right. don't know. I don't know anything. So Friday will tell a lot.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. But, oh my God, 10. Okay. 10. Shelby, I'm sorry.
Wait, are we about to be the same again?
Oh my God, is your number 10 Case Files on Earth legendary?
Yes.
Yes, we are. And this isn't, again, it's not because I don't love Boris and I don't love the, you know, legendary truth and the lore behind that. It's just like, look at what it's against.
I know.
I feel like honestly looking at the 9 before it, I can't rank it higher right now. I feel like 10 is a really good spot for it, especially one that is the newest developed house, because we know this was the Billie Eilish replacement. Mm-hmm. So not saying that it's not fully thought out and fledged out and going to be amazing. I just don't know what to expect right now. So,
yeah. And I'm actually really excited for it in some ways, because it, to me, it looks like we're going to get some like cryptid type stuff. And that's what I'm still hoping. So for me, that's exciting. And I'm also excited to just learn more about Boris. Because to be fair, I don't know a lot about him yet. And I know a lot of you love him so much, Shelby and Bryce especially. So I'm very excited for you guys. And I'm very excited to learn more about him and this house. But yeah, it's hitting number 10 for me as well, which is fine because it's still right in the middle here-ish. So I think it's still in a good spot.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great, I'm sure.
All right, top nine. Oh, my goodness.
We're getting there.
This is like the top half. We're just going to say these are the top boys. All right, so my number nine is Gorewood Forest.
Okay.
I love the Terror Queen. I love that you said that she reminded you are her. I'm like, I can see that. I'm like the chaos of Chance with the anger issues of the Terror Queen.
Okay.
I feel like really is me at the core. I am the chaotic of Chance and the of the Terror Queen. But like the history, like just walking through this the other day, I was just like, well, and that's from this and that's from that. And that's going to be a sacrifice. And everyone's just like, yes. Okay. And I'm so ready to see the Terror Queen. I think they're going to give us Bone Choppers. We're going to get them out in front of that stage in front of La Bamba right now. Or Cafe La Bamba. So I think we're going to get them. Or I'm sorry. It's what was it called? The Terra Beast. It's not a Bone Chopper.
Yes.
I think it's going to be really good. And I can't wait to see it. I know Duff is excited. Duff is fucking ready. I can't wait to go through this with Duff, to be honest.
Yes.
Like, I love going through things with people who are like really passionate about them. So
me too.
I'm very excited. So yeah, Gorewood is number nine.
All right. So my number nine, surprisingly, everybody hold your pearls, okay?
Oh God, I'm already clutching.
Number nine is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. I said it.
Wow,
guys.
Cecilia. Honestly, I'm very disappointed in you that you didn't rank. I'm kidding.
No, so like I said, the originals are top on my list this year. Like very much so, as we'll see. But yeah, I'm very, very excited, but I'm also very, very terrified because as we've mentioned 1,000 times on the show, I have PTSD with 2007 in that house. So this house is going to probably be the scariest, this and Puppet Theater for me. So that's why this is right in the middle. And yeah, I'm excited to see the set aspects of it, though, because hopefully they don't scare me too much because I want to take it all in because I love the films. So, but yeah, my number nine.
Hey, at least it made it like in your top 50%. So
true.
When it's going against all the zones and the shows and the houses, that's
it's harder.
It's a big deal. That's why we did it this way. It's way harder when it's not just house versus house. Like we had to look at this like and go, wow, am I more excited for a zone than a house right now? Like
oh wow.
Yeah. So okay, my number eight, which I feel like people are gonna be maybe not shocked I ranked this super, super high because we've already seen it. But it's The Bride of Frankenstein Lives.
Okay.
I said it last year. This was my favorite besides Beetlejuice. If we would have gotten this in any other year, it probably would have been one of my top houses. I don't think it's above Graveyard Games, but I think it's in my top five of all time. I need to see it fully like fledged out this year and kind of see what happens. But I really love Bride. She's my favorite monster. I very much like vibe with her character. I've always kind of felt that way. And getting this like badass feminist story, like, and getting to see it again now and like even more thought out and hopefully plussed, just is like, I'm so excited. So that's why it's my number eight.
Okay, great. I understand why that, because I know you're very interested in like you really enjoyed that house. So it makes sense to where it is where it is.
That's my girl.
So my number eight, only because I still don't know exactly the theme for this either, but I'm very excited for it based on what we saw last year. My number eight is Marathon of Mayhem Carnage Factory.
That's my number seven.
Yeah. And again, it is only just, it's only that low because we don't know exactly what the show is going to be. I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit of everything of the themes of this year. But I don't know. So, but based on last year or 2019, it was amazing. I loved having a Lagoon show. So I'm very excited for it again.
Yeah, that's why it's 7 for me. I said it before. I was not the biggest Marathon of Mayhem fan in 29. I thought it was good, but I like sitting for a show and like standing there watching a Lagoon show. It was great. The music was great. The projections were great. It just was not like something that got me every single night where there were other people who were like, they had to see it every night. But this one really piques my interest because they've done Lagoon shows with the Icons before. I'm curious to see if Beetlejuice would be incorporated in any way.
Yeah.
And that'll really get me. I know that that's, you know, huh, it's Beetlejuice, but like, no, like really, like that's probably why I wasn't super into it in 29 is because like, I like Ghostbusters, but I don't have the emotional attachment to it. So like mm-hmm. seeing, you know, the Stave Puft Marshmallow Man and like Slimer projected on that was like, oh, that's cool. So if it's like Beetlejuice or a Sandworm or something, I'll probably sob.
Oh my god.
Or even any of the Icons, like I will actually be standing there sobbing my eyes out. So this one I feel like is gonna really make me a Marathon of Mayhem fan.
Okay,
so that's why it's 7. That's, do you want to think, wait, yeah, you're 7 now. Duh.
Yeah,
I'm, like, I'm out of it.
Yep. So my number 7 is actually Wicked Growth, Realm of the Pumpkin.
Ooh.
I'm very excited for this house because I love pumpkins. You love pumpkins too, and I'm sure this will probably go up higher on your list at some point.
Yep.
Because I think it's going to be like one of those, I feel like it's going to be one of those gem houses that people don't think they want to go to at first, but then like they'll discover it and they'll kind of have that word of mouth. I feel like every year we have something like that. So I feel like this is going to be the house for that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Excuse me, I had to yawn, but yeah, I'm very excited for it. Again, as we've mentioned, we're pretty sure it's going to be very Scarecrow and Twisted Traditions combined type of feel. So, again, another original. Very excited for this. Number 7.
Yeah. I am very excited to see it. It's going to be probably in my top 50%. Let's not even lie.
Right?
All right. My number 6, I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like this is going to be shocking because it's lower, but I don't think it's going to be shocking because we're in the top 6. This is like, holy shit, are your top 6, top 5? Like, this is the shit we're the most excited for, obviously. But my number 6 is going to be 30 Years, 30 Fears, Scare Zone. Okay. I am obviously more excited to see a full-blown house than a zone. The sets are amazing. The testing that we saw through the gates on Twitter the other day, like, gave me chills. I was like, oh my god, it's HHN. Like, it just felt like HHN. I'm excited to see the Icons. I'm excited to see kind of who's in this zone, but it's going to be a clusterfuck. So this zone, yeah, always also gives me anxiety. So that's why it's not higher, but I'm very excited to see what happens in this one.
Me too. Yeah. Funny you should say that.
Oh god.
My number 6. My number 6 is also 30 Years, 30 Fears.
I love it.
Again, yeah, it's going to be the house that, like, everyone probably just, like, or not the house, excuse me, the scare zone that everyone's just, like, walking right into. So it is going to be, like, a cluster, like you said. But, like, Icons-wise, hello, we're ready for the Icons. So I'm very excited to see this zone. But, yeah, number 6.
Number 6. All right, my number 5... I've talked about this one. This is going to be no surprise. My number 5 is Puppet Theater Captive Audience, Theater Kid at Heart. This might be my top 3 the later we get in the event, but there's just stuff above it right now. But I did theater for years, like 10, 15 years. I did all aspects of theater, backstage, on stage. So this is just something that is really going to play to, you know, something deep down in my heart. And it's like two of my favorite things, horror and theater, coming together. So mm-hmm. I am so ready. And the Easter eggs in this house, I already know, are going to be amazing.
Ooh, I'm excited. All right. Jess, you're about to kill me.
No, I doubt it.
Number 5.
I doubt I'm going to kill you.
Is, say his name 3 times, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Yes.
That's okay.
So number 5 is Beetlejuice. And the reason why, and I will tell you, there's a reason why. So if you would have asked me this when we didn't get any announcements, hardly at all, last year and now or whatever, like no official announcements, I mean, if you were to ask me like how hype I was for Beetlejuice when it first got announced and things like that, it would have been probably my top. And I think it was like a while back. But because of that, because it's been so long since it's been announced, I think is the reason why. And that the fact that we have so many originals this year mm-hmm. is another reason why. But it's still pretty, it's in my top five. So, I mean, it's still high up there. But yeah, I'm still very excited because I haven't seen this yet. So,
yes. I won't hate you because my number four is Beetlejuice.
Okay.
I actually told my sister my list before we started recording, and I made her guess my top three, and she was like, she's like, well, I know it's not number one. She's like, so it's number two. And I was like, nope. She's like, it's number three. And I was like, no. She's like, it's four. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and it's mainly because I got to see it. I'm not even going to mm-hmm. lie. And I'm not trying to brag about that. I know they had to have made changes and plus this up. I won't spoil anything. I refuse to spoil anything to Cece because she still hasn't seen it. And I cannot wait to walk through this with her on Friday. but I can't even vocalize anymore. The closer we get, the more it hits me and the more emotional I get that my favorite thing in the entire world, my favorite movie in the entire world, I'm getting emotional right now thinking about it, is at HHN 30 in such an iconic year, and pun intended there, that I get these HHN icons that I've loved for years and years and years, and my first time seeing them face to face just across the park, I can also go see my favorite character ever, my comfort character. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's very emotional to me. Whew, I'm not going to cry. I can do this. I'm going to cry so much on Friday. That's why he's four. God. He might get higher depending on this house and like what happens in it and how they've plussed it. But that's my man's. My sleeve is complete. I finished it before HHN 30. So this is my man's. I'm ready to experience his house every single night and cry with him every day.
I'm excited. All right. So we're getting to the top here. My number four, and I think we swapped then because my number four is Puppet Theater Captive Audience.
Yes.
this house, like I said earlier, that this and Chainsaw are probably going to be the scariest or ones I'm most scared to go into. Because I always get that feeling like right before you're about to go in, when you're like in front of the line, you start getting scared again. So, like, for me, I'm going to be, like, sitting there, oh, God, guys, oh, God, you're going to have to push me through here. Because you guys know I don't like dolls, so this is going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I will go first in Puppet Theater before you, okay? You can hold on to my backpack. I got you.
Okay. But, yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. I think it's going to be another one of those that people, like, keep underrated. Mm-hmm. That don't, like, might not understand or appreciate the aspect or the theming around it. So I think, you know, as being another person who grew up in the theater as well, I think this will be really exciting for me. So, but yeah.
I've actually been shocked with how many people have had Puppet Theater in their top five of houses. Like,
I know, I'm very proud of those who have that.
Yeah. And like, not knocking anyone who isn't interested in it. But it's just really cool to see how many, like, secret theater kids there are in the community.
Right. It's just so exciting.
Oh, God. Do you know what's exciting, Cece? The top three.
Here we go.
And we obviously have the same top three, maybe in a different order. Because we haven't said any of these.
We do. Oh, my God. Which what is if they're really... in the same exact order?
I don't know. I don't know.
They might be.
Mine are very obvious, I feel like.
I think mine are very obvious.
Oh, God. Well, I'm just going to go for it. So my number three, I'm gonna lead up to saying it. This one is an emotional one for me and not because of just history. I feel like our headcanon and our lore and everything that we've talked about with this specific character has really, and I don't want to say revived like his popularity or anything like that. I don't think we have any kind of pull like that, but more people started talking about him and making headcanon about him. And we didn't even know we were getting this kind of zone. And it's lights, cameras, action, Eddie's revenge. Eddie is just very close to my heart now with the Scream Queens. I feel like
you're making me cry.
Oh no. and I'm not saying we did anything, but like, there's a community of us who like, Eddie's our guy, and like our episodes, I feel like brought all of us together and all this headcanon. This zone means a lot to me from the Scream Queens and all that. So it's my number three.
Me too. It's my number three, and I feel exactly the same way you just said. That's why you made me cry, because literally you're repeating everything that I was thinking.
Oh,
But yeah, and I'm so excited for our boy to finally get to make his slasher movie.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so ready.
But yes, Eddie's Revenge is definitely my number three as well.
Yeah. All right. I'm pretty sure
we have the same then.
Probably. So my number two is Welcome to Scary Horror in the Heartland.
Me too.
Yep. And this one is specifically, I love Carrie. I love the background of it. But I'm just going to say it now. Icons Captured is my number one. Then I'll let CC speak on it. I've been saying it for months. Icons. I have never seen the Icons. Like, I know CC, you've at least gotten to see some of them. This mm-hmm. house. And I'm not trying to say it means more to me than anybody else. I'm not saying that at all in any way, shape, or form. This house is, since 2002, 8-year-old Jess watching Art of the Scare, looking at the caretaker, going, yes. Who the fuck is this guy? I love him, becoming obsessed with the event, too scared to go until 27. And I went and I didn't get to see any Icons. And that's okay, because in 30, I get all of them. Yes. So Carrie, and then going into Icons as this history nerd and someone who was made fun of for loving HHN history, like back in the day in school and stuff like that, to have this like community of people who are like want to talk about this with me now and stuff like that. And with us and stuff is just wild to me. So Icons and Scary, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to cry. Oh my God. I can't believe I get to meet the Icons on Friday. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm
Instead
done.
Instead of getting loud, we got like,
emotional.
We got emo. It's okay.
I think it's starting to hit me that opening week is happening right now. Like it's on its way.
Yeah, you got me with the whole Eddie thing, and then I was like, and it's gonna go from here, because I swear we're gonna have the same top three.
Yep. That's so funny. But no, this has been years in the making, and I'm not trying to take away from what you're gonna say or anything. And this is years in the making for everybody, but I have never seen these guys face to face, and I know there's a lot of us who have never, and like, I'm probably going to just boohoo in Icons on opening night.
Yeah. you're good. We know how much it means to you.
Yeah.
And what's cool about this too is experiencing it with you, because I'm going into it with a different lens than I used to have. When I was a teenager and a young adult, I guess you could say, like in my, you know, early 20s, whenever the years that I did go, that there were Icons in some capacity in the parks, I didn't really connect or like know a lot about them then, and just this show has really taught me a lot. And just even starting this show and getting more into the community and just seeing what people like about the lore and the Icons and things like that involving HHN, I've learned so much this past year, and so I'm so excited to look at it with a new lens and to really almost re-meet these Icons and these characters. And so for me, it's also very important because of that, because now I get to look at it in a much different way. So
yeah, I'm so very excited. you're gonna have to like help me get through this house on Friday, because
we're gonna have to be like holding each other while we're holding
yeah
holding each other and just holding down the
just
fort.
Holding each other while we're holding each other
and dying and crying. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm oh my God. Ah, sorry.
It's a lot. Yep.
Oh my God. I don't, that's our hype list. I'm so overwhelmed right now. Oh my God. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Right.
I forgot one. I had an honorable mention.
Wait, how?
All of the food and drink.
I knew you were gonna say something silly, like
no random. I'm like legitimately very excited for the food and drink this year.
That's fair.
I am a foodie, so I am here for all of this, and there better be a Beetlejuice Blinky cup. That's all I'm gonna say.
There better be.
There will be. There has to be. So
I have to have one. The only Blinky cup I have right now is Killer Clowns. The only reason I have that is because of the yard sale or the garage sale.
So you got that really for cheap.
Yeah, like $2 or something. And then the only other one I have is the Mardi Gras one from the garage sale.
Oh, the Mardi Gras ones were big, I think. They were pretty bigger cool. than that.
Yeah.
I do like the Mardi Gras ones. Okay, we gotta get this show on the road, because, you know, people gotta get ready for HHN. I hope you guys listen to this while you pack for your opening weekend stay. Maybe listen to this while you're getting ready to come down to Florida. We are ready. We will be at the event. Should we tell them what we'll have this weekend? on us, Cece?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay, so Angie, the lovely Angie, who designed all of our Pride stickers for us, we commissioned her to design Leather Daddy Chainsaw Gang design, and that will be, we'll have stickers on us during HHN, not on opening night. It's just going to be a little crazy, but every other night after that, we'll tweet out when we're there. And if you guys would like a sticker, you just got to find us. We'll have regular ones for sale. And then we will have a special glitter variant that you can only get if you find us at HHN.
Yes.
So that should kind of entice you guys to come find us. They're really cool. We will have those on us. Leather Daddy Chainsaw Gang. It's got the chainsaw with some bondage straps on it and a little whip on it. It's super cute. And if you are, I want to say this now, if you're a scare actor in Lights, Cameras, Action, reach out to us. I will send you one for free. I think we agree that they definitely deserve that. If you are in the Leather Daddy Chainsaw Gang, I will definitely get one to you, whether it's, you know, in the park, Cece and I give them to you or whatever. We want all of the Leather Daddies and Leather Mommies to have their stickers. We will also have it on shirts and stuff like that available soon for you guys to buy if you'd like that. But Leather Daddy Chainsaw Gang is coming, guys. In the next week or so, we will have them.
Woo!
Yes!
Very excited for that.
And Lady Brooke Roller Derby will be coming probably during the event as well. So,
yes.
We will have some of those designs for you, but definitely find us for the glitter stickers. We'll tweet out when we're there. We'll tweet selfies so you guys know what outfits we're in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just find us. And I think we decided on a little code word to get the stickers. So, if you find us with that code word, you'll get a glitter sticker. So
yeah, and those will probably change.
Oh yeah, code words will change every day we're there. We'll decide on a different one, and even if we're not together, if you find one of us, you'll still get the sticker because we'll both have them. So yep. But I do want to say it was amazing. I went to the tribute store on Thursday and I met a bunch of listeners. I know I met Stacy, I believe someone named Marissa. I might have gotten your name wrong, I'm so sorry. It was very overwhelming. I got to meet Ash from RIP tour. He was super awesome. Ash, it was so nice to meet you. Brody, Tim's son, also from RIP tour. It was amazing. And then yesterday we met Theme Park Bar and Gary and Molly. Did we meet anybody else?
And David.
Oh my God. How did I forget David?
We knew we were going to meet up with Gary, Molly, and Matt from Theme Park Bar, but we didn't know we were going to meet up with David. And it was a surprise and delight in the tribute store.
Limited time magic. Look at that. But that was awesome. So if you guys find us in the parks, definitely say hi to us. I have bright purple hair. You will see me probably from a mile away. Just scream, Jess! And I'll probably be like, huh?
Just scream, Croatoan!
Croatoan! No. Go away, Tate! You're all I want! You're all I have! Okay. Like we said in the beginning, let's do housekeeping real fast. We have a YouTube channel. It is linked below. Our first video is live if you guys want to check that out. And we will have more content coming this weekend from opening weekend, honestly. So a lot of content coming your way, guys. If you guys are interested in that, if you guys are only interested in the podcast, we still appreciate you guys listening. Don't feel pressured to watch the YouTube. But we wanted to branch out and try something new and do videos. So
yeah, and you get to like see us. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're a little chaotic. I mean, what were you expecting? Well, y'all have listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
But we already have like 40 subscribers and we haven't posted a video yet. So like, thank you guys for subscribing before we even had content. We really appreciate all of you.
Yes, we love you guys so much.
Yeah. So that channel is linked below. The video is linked below. We have a phone number that I don't have right now. Why don't I have that? Oh, no, I can get it. This is easy. This is so easy.
I can get it
this
too, probably.
So professional. I have it right here. I got this. It is 407. I had it. Just hold one second. It is 407. Wow, of course it's not in that one.
Oh my God.
I hate my life.
I hate us.
Oh no, it's gonna play the episode now. No, I'm trying to like look at it. No, I don't know. It's 407 something something something. Y'all
407-801-2962.
There we go. Thank you, Cece. Save the day. I could not find it. Normally I can find it. I can bullshit until I find it, and that was not happening today.
Oh my God.
Call us. Leave us a voicemail if you're interested. Let us know. Let us know your hype list. If you want to call in and give us your hype list, go for it. Tell us what you're excited for. Tell us what you're not excited for. Have you tried any of the food yet? or the Ooh. Snacks in the tribute store. I'm very curious. Yes. Yeah, so you want to list the rest of our social medias? Because I just went completely blank.
Yeah, before I do that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I have trivia.
Oh, my God. I always do this.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
I got you. Think of something while I say it.
Oh, no. Okay, I can do this. I can do this.
You got this. All right, so I was a little late on this week, but I'm so glad for the few of you that jumped in on that thing before we started recording tonight so that I have some answers. But Jess's question last week was, where was the Rat Lady located at Fright Night? So the first year, technically, of HHN in 1991 when it was called Fright Nights. So where was she located now? Okay, I am going to shout out two people because I actually really enjoy Allison's answer, which is in a box. However...
She's always in a box, though.
I know, true.
And can I say something? I'm gonna be honest. No one was right, if we're being completely honest.
What?
The real answer is in the floor. I think Casey was the only one who was right. She was in the floor. She was in Dungeon of Terror, but my real question was, where was she? In the floor.
Oh.
But okay. I know it was a little confusing. I realized once it was typed out, it didn't make as much sense. So anyone who said Dungeon of Terror, you technically got it right. But I think Casey was the only one who said in the floor.
Okay.
But you can shout out someone else because I think we've already shouted him out.
Yes. Unless we haven't. I think we have. So I actually, the first person to get back to me with the Dungeon of Terror is Miss Luna S. That's at Cat Teacher Lady.
Yes.
All right.
And that's my fault for making the question super confusing. I am so sorry, okay. Guys.
I think it was still cool to see all those answers as it was.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for even doing the trivia. Like, we appreciate you guys. Yeah. I have a question though. I did think of one.
Yeah.
It's a little easy, but I feel like to honor the last time we saw the icons, we gotta go with a question from back then. So
okay.
What is the name of the woman who was on the wheel in Carnage Returns in 25 that Chance is throwing the knives at? So if you've watched that show, you know her name. She screams it a lot. But to some people, it's a little, they don't remember. So what was the woman's name who was on the wheel in the Carnage Returns, in 25? What was her name? Let us know.
I know that one.
Yeah, we've watched the show so many times, though.
I know. I watched it on YouTube. Like, there was one week I watched it like 3 times.
I'm probably gonna go watch it right now. I'm not even gonna lie after this. Oh no, God. I gotta watch Crypt TV. Oh my God, I need to watch.
I was about to say that's a good idea, and then I'm like, okay, wait, never mind.
No, after Crypt TV.
Okay. All right. So you can find us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. You can find us on Instagram at TheScreamQueensPodcast. We're on Facebook as well. We do have a like page, The Scream Queens. You can find us on all podcast streaming platforms and now our YouTube, as just mentioned. The link will be in our show notes. Let's see, what else? I'm missing something, aren't I? Well, I'm CC Tron on Twitter. She's Beetle Jess on Twitter. Twitter and Instagram are probably our best, mostly Twitter though.
Yeah.
To reach out to us. Or actually, our email is also a great place.
Yes.
It's thescreamqueens85@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And exciting things coming. Can't really speak on a lot of it, but you guys will know very soon what's going on, opportunities that have come up and stuff like that. Thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing our stuff. Thank you for tweeting. We love you guys so much. We love anyone who tweets at us, talks to us. You guys know that. I just wanted to say it. With the event starting this week, it's all kind of hitting me. Ooh, I'm getting emo again. Ooh, I went from a creeper in the community to, you know, someone in the community with any kind of a voice. And I love meeting all of you guys in the parks, and to the few of you who thanked us for creating a safe space in the community for everyone. It really means a lot. And I'm very excited to go into this event with such an amazing group of people in the community who are there to kind of support each other and just have fun this year, guys. I'm very excited.
I am very excited because I get to meet new people and see people in person. It's been a very hard last year and a half or so. And even just seeing a few of you last night at the parks was just really incredible. So now I'm getting emo.
Yeah. We need to end this episode before we get emo.
Okay, guys, so we will see you next week or maybe even sooner between here or the YouTube. And just stay spooky out there. We'll see you guys in the fog.
And don't forget to scream, queens.
All right, bye.
Never go alone.
Oh, God.
We will see you guys in the fog in just 2 days. Oh, my God. Bye, guys.
Bye.